702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Yeah, send me your WhatsApp voice notes if you want to share a thought on that. 072-702-1702. He does indeed have this corruption issue, that Peter Louis Myburgh story bubbling around as well. So that's he's fighting that on various fronts. Amnesty International has released its State of the World's Human Rights Report. It covers 149 countries, including 35 in sub-Saharan Africa. So it's looking at the state of human rights in 2020. It's a comprehensive analysis of human rights trends globally. And in it, the organization is highlighting conflicts between states and armed groups and attacks on civilians continuing or escalating in most parts of the region. It's found that the COVID-19 pandemic has really hit those that are shackled by oppression the hardest. And that's thanks to decades of inequalities, neglect and abuse. So let's speak now to Shanila Mohammed, who is the Executive Director of Amnesty International. Shanila, thank you for your time today. This report really lays bare the massive systemic inequality within marginalized communities and unemployed people. What are some of the findings?
Thanks, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, I mean, you know, the report 2020 was a really terrible year for the world. There was a failure of leadership. And in fact, if anybody were heroes during that time, it was the ordinary people. But I think the most important thing that our report has found is that, you know, in the poor and the marginalized communities who were already suffering, you know, with the effects of bad leadership, poor policies, lack of service delivery, etc. And South Africa is one of those. You know, those communities were the most badly hit. And you know, so what we found was that, you know, decades and decades of inequalities, neglect, and abuse really came up to the fore, and systemic inequality just increased, you know, exorbitantly during 2020. And, you know, so for us, I mean, you know, and it's not just South Africa. We saw this trend worldwide that, you know, people who were already suffering were placed in an even worse situation with COVID.
One of the interesting findings amongst many is that health workers operated in unsanitary, unsafe environments, that in South Africa, for example, by early August, at least 240 health workers had died after contracting COVID. And then similarly in Ghana, by July, about 2,000 health workers had been infected. So and that's something that you've highlighted as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that these healthcare workers whose lives were already, you know, being put at risk because they were frontline workers in the fight against COVID had to work under such conditions was really a failure by states to uphold their human rights. And so what we saw was that, you know, again, the health workers suddenly became the most vulnerable during this crisis because they were right at the coalface of dealing with the virus, and they did not have access to PPE. We know in South Africa there was huge corruption around PPE. There were scandals, you know, so they weren't given the equipment that they needed in order to survive the you know, the virus. And actually, we know in South Africa we've lost so many health workers, doctors to this horrible virus. And across Africa, across the world, it was a similar case. I mean, we released a report last year just looking specifically at this. And it was horrendous to see the conditions under which healthcare workers were expected to work and to, you know, provide services to those that were battling COVID. And it's no wonder that so many of them succumbed as well.
One of the other issues that this Amnesty International report has found is that those that have been failed by their governments, the protest movements the world over have stood up. So if we look, for example, at what's happened in Zimbabwe with the hashtag Zimbabwean Lives Matter against constant human rights violation, something we've been covering quite a bit here, that's happened. And then also in Nigeria, we've seen the hashtag End SARS protests as well. Namibia also, the hashtag Shut It All Down protests. So that's something that we've definitely seen over the past year.
Well, Mandy, our analysis showed that in 2020 was a year when leadership and governance, you know, failed. And in fact, leadership came from the people. So the examples that you're giving is exactly what, you know, we found has happened around the world. We've seen it in Brazil. We've seen it in many parts of South America. We even saw it in the U.S., you know, with the Black Lives Matter issue. And, you know, so basically people took to the streets. And, in fact, they showed leadership. We saw leadership coming from the ranks of ordinary citizens who were trying to take control and trying to provide some sort of guidance where the state had failed. So, you know, if we were to actually put it into a nutshell, we would say that 2020 was the year when leadership and governments around the world failed dismally, to provide leadership, to provide, you know, what was required to survive COVID. And, you know, 2021 looks like it's going in the same direction. I mean, in South Africa, we're still waiting to get, you know, feedback. There's a lack of transparency around the vaccine, the distribution. We've seen that all over the world. We've already seen corruption. We've seen nationalization of vaccines, where it's become my life matters and nobody else's does. We've seen xenophobia. You know, last year we saw in sub-Saharan Africa, you know, refugees who were running away from Rwanda, from conflict areas, were being turned away at borders. And so, you know, it really became a year of me, myself, I, nationalization. And we are really hoping that, you know, moving forward, we will take into consideration all that has happened during 2020 and not only work to fight to tackle COVID, but to also rebuild and fix things that were broken that made us even more vulnerable to COVID-19.
Well, Shanella, thank you so much for that. An important conversation, an important report as well from Amnesty International. That's Shanella Mohammed, the Executive Director of Amnesty International, speaking there about this report on Sub-Saharan Africa, the state of human rights in 2020.